Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with SM Koman, Head of Emerging Markets Research for EMEA. It's Friday, 30th of September, 2022, and in this week's podcast, SM will be weighing in on whether Germany's 200 billion euro gas price cap is a game changer in the energy affordability crisis. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Hi, Esam.
Hey, Rebecca.
So the German government recently announced a 200 billion euro gas price cap to support corporates and households and help contain the energy affordability crisis. Can you offer our listeners the key messages?
Thank you, Rebecca. So yes, the probabilities of a deep and likelihood protracted recession is increasingly becoming top of mind of policymakers in Europe, and nowhere more so than, of course, in Germany. Now, with this, the authorities are working diligently in finding innovative methods to support the economy. And earlier this week, the German government made another large step towards support by agreeing to set aside up to 200 billion euros to directly lower energy prices for corporates as well as for households. And given this quantum equates to around 5% of GDP, this large-scale stimulus does need a little bit of airtime, Rebecca. So let's just break this down in terms of key points. So first and foremost, of course, on gas, the government has said it will soften the burden on households and firms in high price phases, temporarily, with details to be discussed by experts and the next decisions to be taken in mid-October. Now, the government's paper that it released goes to a lot of lengths to accentuate that the main aim is to reduce gas consumption while protecting households and firms. Now, this suggests to us the price cap may not be very low. Second, in terms of funding, of course, the Economic Stabilization Fund will be re-expanded with the quantum of the envelope of the tune of 200 billion euros to fund the energy price cap, purchases of gas, and to help firms affected by the Ukraine conflict. And Rebecca, this allows the government essentially to stick with the constitutional debt rule also in 2023. And third, the announcements are a boost to energy supply. So nuclear power is to be extended to spring 2023, which no longer is, of course, a surprise after reports that it will be extended. And there are also pledges to further accelerate renewables investments. And fourth and finally, on electricity, SMEs and households will see a basic need of electricity consumption price caps. And this will be funded by inframarginal producer price caps. So fiscally, it is quite neutral. Though no details on numbers or timing, apart from mentioning as soon as possible, was announced. And in terms of large firms, well, they'll get a similar model, which was already floated in early September with the tune of $65 billion in terms of the package. So this is really not new either.
And Esam, from a gas market perspective, what could the gas price caps mean?
So Rebecca, we are of the view that the main risk to gas markets is that without a corresponding cap to demand, such measures might at best limit and at worst reduce the gas demand destruction seen in the market thus far and still required. And so depending on how tight gas balances are going forward, with winter weather still the primary risk ahead, the result of the cap to retail gas prices would be even higher wholesale gas and electricity prices to generate the incremental demand destruction across the rest of Europe, which is needed. Now, should a price cap on retail prices be introduced in other parts of Europe, as well as, for example, it's been announced already in the UK, for instance, tightness in the market will still be reflected in wholesale prices and in particular in LNG import prices. So just to put this in the context, should Europe face a deficit in supply in the winter ahead, but in conjunction the continent works to support domestic demand levels, then the only solution for us to this imbalance is to attract even more LNG flows. Now, it's of course ever threatened by the stronger competition from Asia, which is certainly a growing risk from next summer when China's economy is more likely to soften its stern COVID strategy. And then we're of the view that the result would be an increased risk of physical shortages of natural gas in Europe, which really reinforces our bullish conviction of European natural gas TTF prices for the second half of next year as we enter the heating season in October 2023. Now, Rebecca, this is particularly relevant as risks remain that the little that is left of Russian gas still flowing through the Ukraine pipeline gets cut, which potentially further tightens continental Europe flows by increased German exports to places like Italy and Austria. Now, granted, volume exposure has come down in recent weeks to just under 20 million cubic meters per day, which at the current juncture is easily compensated for by the abundant LNG supply coming into Europe. But that's still a potential sizable impact to gas prices if LNG falters, and the deficit needs to be offset by demand destruction instead. So all told, given the severity of the fiscal deficit at hand in terms of natural gas in Europe, the implementation of the price cap should be accompanied by consumption limits associated with that cap, with any gas consumption beyond that limit being charged at much higher prices. So just on net-net, and to some big picture, European gas prices have been extraordinarily high because there just simply isn't enough gas for demand to be sustained as at normal levels. And that is, we are in an extremely tight market, Rebecca. So this reality, while painful, does need to be recognized in our view in terms of policy calibration going forward.
And finally, you mentioned that Germany had resisted price caps in the past, and for good reason. What is the rationale for this change?
So Rebecca, yes, the German government had so far resisted wholesale interventions in energy prices, aside from the phasing out of the renewables levy on electricity and the temporary fuel rebate, in order to not distort incentives to reduce consumption. Indeed, gas consumption in Germany was down 13% year on year up to the month of July. And this has ensured that German gas storage are now over 90% full compared to around, say, 65% in late September of 2021, and still rising, in fact, despite the colder weather that we're getting in Germany. But Rebecca, the reversal of now implementing price caps, whilst it's understandable from the point of view of policymakers having to be seen to be proactive in managing the challenges, we would reiterate that any price cap without new incentives or mandates to reduce consumption could therefore reduce wholesale prices and the risk of shortages, which could make the cap very expensive and still increase the risk of recession. Now, we need to take the broad response to the energy crisis as a whole. It has really centered on demand defense, which is exacerbating and not resolving the challenges, both the prices and the broader physical inflationary situation of view, as softening the price impact on consumers does impede the demand destruction required to balance the market to ultimately allow price pressures to ease. And ultimately for us, Rebecca, this risks propping up demand rather than in fact reining it in, burning through the financial resources and stoking inflation, pressurizing the taxpayer to foot the bill for more support down the line. So a lot to digest with the latest announcements, but we are hopeful that as we enter the final quarter of the year, Europe can demonstrate a strong spirit of solidarity for it to get through the challenging winter.
Thank you, Hassan.
Thanks, Rebecca. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and contact your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.